Welcome everyone to this new episode of Geopolitical Report podcast. I'm Gianluca Folchi, your host and the research manager of Special Eurasia. And today I would like to analyze with you the economic cooperation between China and Uzbekistan. Why does it matter? Because of course Uzbekistan plays a crucial role in Central Asia. We can consider Uzbekistan among the major players of the Central Asian republics because of its natural resources and strategic position. The country has experienced a modernization, even though there are some doubts regarding the human rights situation of Uzbekistan. If we look at China, Beijing was really active, has been really active in providing and supporting Central Asian republics with financial aid, particularly to develop infrastructure to support the Belt and Road Initiative. For this reason, we can say that the cooperation between Uzbekistan and China is crucial, and we believe that monitoring this kind of cooperation could be also essential to understand the future perspective and dynamics of the region. First of all, we should stress that Uzbekistan is one of China's key partners in Central Asia, and the reason is Uzbekistan's geographical position, because Uzbekistan can play the crucial role of transit partner for Beijing, so it can connect the Asian market with European market, particularly supporting the Belt and Road Initiative. Moreover, we should say that Uzbekistan can play an important role regarding the security of the region, because the Central Asian Republic share borders with Afghanistan, and since 2021, after the USA troops withdrawal from Afghanistan and the Taliban's rise to power, Afghanistan has experienced problems related to security and increase of violent attacks, particularly those organized by the Islamic State Vilayat Khorasan. And China is concerned about this issue, first of all because Afghanistan can negatively influence the stability of Central Asia, particularly in some countries like Uzbekistan itself, but also Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan, and also because the propaganda spread by the Islamic State Vilayat Khorasan can reach also China, in particular the region of Xinjiang, where China has always been accused of perpetrating repression measures against the local Uyghur population. So for this reason, Uzbekistan can play a crucial role in logistics, in security, and of course in economic cooperation. If we look at the main natural resources of the country, we can mention for instance the oil and gas sector, but also the coal and other natural resources. Consider also the recent project to build the China-Kyrgyzstan-Uzbekistan railway. This can support Beijing's desire to link the People's Republic of China with Central Asia and then with the European market. At the end of 2023, China became Uzbekistan's largest trading partner. The trade between China accounts for 21% of Uzbekistan's total trade turnover. And also, Uzbekistan mainly exports raw material to China, can count, for instance, as I told you before, gas, but also uranium, gold, and cotton. In this case, we can stress the fact that Uzbekistan has become one key trade partner in Central Asia, as I told you before, and China became the larger source of foreign direct investments in Uzbekistan, and Chinese investment amounted to 25.6% of all foreign direct investments in the Central Asian Republic, and they reach a total volume of $13 billion. USA dollars for sure. Chinese investments were more focused in energy industry sectors. In the industry sector, we can mention the chemical, light, automotive, and electrical industries, in construction material production, telecommunication, and pharmaceutical and agricultural complex. Looking at energy cooperation, we should stress the fact that the energy sector of Uzbekistan is one of the main areas of Chinese investment, as I told you before, and there are projects in the oil and gas sector, including joint ones, and are financed mainly to support the Belt and Road Initiative. Particularly, they are financed by the Silk Road Fund and the State Development Bank of China. And in 2024, the Chinese oil and gas company CNPC discussed with Uzbek companies and authorities to improve its presence in the country. There is also the uranium industry of Uzbekistan, which is attracting growing interest from China. And Uzbekistan plans to double the uranium production by 2030. And the growing demand for uranium around the world are pushing external investors. Among these investors, there are Chinese companies to invest in this kind of industry sectors in the Central Asian Republic. China is also investing in hydropower projects in Uzbekistan, and in particular, there are 13 joint projects among Chinese and Uzbek companies for a total amount of $360.2 million. Of which $209 million is a loan from the Chinese Exim Bank. This is really important because, as you can see from the figures and data and information that I provide you today, China has become the main investors and economic partner of Uzbekistan. Why does it matter? It matters because Uzbekistan is part of Central Asia, and as always we said at Special Eurasia, Central Asia is a battleground of this new great game between Russia, China, the West, so the European Union and the United States, but also we should include other regional actors. For instance, we can mention for instance, like Turkey, Iran, the whole Gulf Arab countries. If we look at the current geopolitical and economic dynamics, China has increased its presence, particularly financial presence. This can become a main threat for the Russian Federation, because the Russian Federation still considers Central Asia as its part of the Bliznaya Zarubezhye, near abroad, and Lebensraum, so vital space. It is a region where Russia still wants to extend its influence and control the political dynamics, the economic dynamics. From the economic point of view, China has the financial power and also the investments to overcome the Russian presence, and now China is the first trade partner of the Central Asian Republics. And also, if we look at the last summit between Xi Jinping and Central Asian leaders, the Chinese president promised an investment of $4 billion in the region to increase the infrastructure development. And in this case, because of the Ukraine conflict, because also of the current economic status of the economy of the Russian Federation, Moscow is not capable to counter the increasing, rising Chinese role in infrastructure development and investments and foreign investments. At the same time, Russia still has a presence in the region thanks to its cultural connection, political connection, thanks also to the military bases. First of all, we can mention the military base in Tajikistan, near the capital Dushanbe. And thanks to the fact that Russia has created the Eurasian Economic Union and the Collective Security Treaty Organization, even though these two organizations are not perfect and there are several rumors, several allegations regarding the real nature of this organization, they still represent an opportunity for Russia to influence the region. In this case, this week there was also the meeting between the Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Chinese President Xi Jinping. They discussed several issues, first among all also the confrontation with the West. But even though several media, particularly in the West, describe the relation between Russia and China as perfect and like the perfect marriage between Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, in geopolitics, we should remind people that the two countries which share the same borders and the same aura influence cannot be friends. They can be partners in some specific situation, like now, but they can confront each other. And the Central Asian Republic can become the future battleground between Russia and China. And considering also the huge amount of investment of the People's Republic of China in Uzbekistan, Uzbekistan can become, among the Central Asian Republics, one of the main target of the future Russian foreign policies, decisions and actions. So thanks for your attention with this podcast. I invite you to follow Special Eurasia, to read our report, and see you till next time. Bye-bye.